It is time, it is time, it is time to get our minds aligned with the truth of God's Word. My name is Kerry Green, and I'm going to start out here with a story that I'm not sure is even going to be very interesting, but it has to do with when my wife and I first got married. We've been married 35 years this year, and when we first got married, I was doing a carpet cleaning job for a company called Coit, C-O-I-T, and we always referred to Coit hands as the kind of hands all of us who worked there had, because we had to handle hot hoses and chemicals and things like that. And our hands, after a while, would just get all cracked and calloused and hard. And it was just a really kind of a unique time in my life. And I tell you that story to bring up that idea of callousness. You know, there were times where, after a while, I could hold a hot hose and couldn't even feel it because my hands were so calloused. And today, in Ephesians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul is going to talk to us about people whose hearts become calloused and what happens to them as a result. We're really going to be looking at the end result of a hard heart or a calloused heart. So stick around for that. But before we do, I want to acknowledge our daily sponsor for this episode. It is a podcast aimed at military members in whatever armed forces you serve in. If you're a believer in Christ, you need help in understanding how to live as a Christian in a military environment. You may want to check out this podcast. It's called Thundering Legion. You can find out more about it by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/thunderinglegion. And if you would like to be a daily sponsor of the Morning Mindset, you can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/daily sponsor and find out all the ways and contexts in which a daily sponsorship might make sense for you. Okay, friends, before we dig into Ephesians 4, once again, let's pray together that God will teach us what he wants us to know today. Our Lord and our God, we are humble before you, knowing that you are so good to reveal to us the truth of who you are and what you think about the world. And this passage in particular is going to help us understand the world we live in. And we're asking you, Lord, to show us how to respond to that as your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, friends, Ephesians 4, 17 to 19, Paul has been describing what happens to those who harden their hearts toward God. And in verse 19, he kind of sums it up. He says, they have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. Now, I quite often get people asking me, what in the world is going on this planet? What is all this craziness and evil that I see going on all around me? What's happening to the world? And friends, I feel like I just need to point to Ephesians 4, 17 through 19. Paul describes this digression that happens once people have hardened their hearts. You know, if we look at our culture right now, there's all kinds of people who have given themselves up to sensuality and all kinds of impurity, from homosexuality to transvestitism to all these different things. This is a giving up of themselves. They willingly are going into these places, into these realms, because of a hardness of heart toward God. Now, please hear me carefully, all right? I love transvestites. I love homosexuals. I love bisexuals. I love all these people who want to identify as all these different types of sexuality. I love all of them because my God loves them. I want to see them receive the greatest gift they could ever receive. And part of that gift is loving them enough to tell them the truth as God reveals it here, that the things they're giving themselves up to are not going to lead them to satisfaction. It's not going to give them a sense of purpose and identity. In fact, it's going to facilitate more ignorance. It's going to facilitate a hardening even more. And they are going to eventually wind up where this verse says, in the practice of every kind of impurity. And my hope, friends, is that we as believers in Jesus Christ can hold forth the light of Jesus for anyone and everyone. Doesn't matter what their particular flavor of sin is. They need Jesus just like we do. They have callous hearts just like we once did. We, friends, are to be the light and not to be taking part in these kinds of giving over, giving themselves up to sensuality. We shouldn't be condoning it. We shouldn't be acknowledging it as normal. We shouldn't be people who are castigating them and mistreating them either. We should be like Jesus, a friend of those who need the help of God. Lord Jesus, teach us how to not be affirming of these kinds of behavior or identities, yet to be loving enough to care about them, to show them the love of Jesus, and to invite them to become a part of God's family. Lord God, you are the answer. You are the transforming difference in every human life. We ask you to rip away the calluses, to soften the hard hearts, and to bring more and more people to yourself. Well, friends, that is a wrap for this episode of The Morning Mindset. If you would like to know more about what it means to be a Christian and how to become a Christian, you can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus to find out more. That link is in the description for this episode. I also want to remind you to check out our episode sponsor. You'll find a link to their information in the description of this episode. Right there, you'll also find out how you can become a daily sponsor of The Morning Mindset. You can do so anonymously, in memory of someone, or simply to let others know you support The Morning Mindset. Go to morningmindsetmedia.com/daily sponsor.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.